We want to write the story about Pete Alonso. We want to write the story about Jose Iglesias, Luis Severino, Sean Manaea, a lot of guys who are free agents. You have no idea. I have no idea what's going to happen between now and this season concluding. And trust me, that changes our emotions a lot.
Right. Well, it probably shouldn't.
It probably shouldn't.
You should know better.
You're right.
Right.
But that's not true.
Well, I know it isn't. But this is where David Stearns has the hardest and the most complicated job, because letting your emotions get in the way of decisions is one of the worst things you can do in life.
Well, I don't even think it's just strictly emotions, though.
I don't think it'll be emotional.
Right now, if I asked the Mets and most Met fans about Pete Alonso's free agency, they would probably give some kind of negative reaction to it. Mm. Now, what if I told you Pete Alonso is going to hit 3 home runs tonight in a winning, clinching game?
Yes.
And then hit 5 home runs against the Phillies in a divisional series and go on some kind of magical postseason run that none of us can predict? I think that would change a majority of Met fans, and even David Stearns himself's opinion on keeping him. So that's why the discussion is not only premature, it's going to change based on the results. It really is.
But, there's so many other factors involved, in particular money and who else they try to target in free agency.
I agree.
That's what it comes down to.
And, Teague, you're right that the GM shouldn't do it, but I want to use Sean as an example, because Sean feels left out, and I feel bad for him. His team was so good this year that they don't have to play a wild card series. So the Yankees are sitting there, the fans are sitting there, and they're like, hey, what about us? What about us? We'll get to some Yankee stuff later, but hypothetically, Juan Soto, in a divisional series against the Kansas City Royals, goes 0-17 with 9 strikeouts.
Oof.
Okay? And the Yankees lose. Season's over. Free agency begins. I believe that Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman will do everything to keep him. What would you say on the radio, though, Sean? Would you want him back?
Absolutely. He's earned more. First of all,
really?
I've already seen him win a World Series, not with us. I know he can hit in the clutch. It's one series, and I've seen guys have bad series.
Tiki, do you think that Sean would stick with that very well-balanced opinion?
No.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
No shot.
Oh, no.
It depends on how soon after.
No, I said yesterday he's the one guy we will not and cannot boo in this postseason.
You said in an old edition of Posted and Toasted that we actually did yesterday, so it's not that old, boo Aaron Judge out of the stadium. That's you.
He signed long-term.
That was after Aaron's historic home run season.
Yes.
And he had not signed the contract yet.
Oh, right. Okay, either way. Wasn't his first postseason failure with the team. And I didn't like the bows over 62 homers. Soto hasn't taken bows this year.
You have an answer for everything.
I do.
I don't believe you. And neither does Tiki.
Sure.
Well, and that may not be the right approach to this, because I think you're right. You've got to be smarter about making evaluations. But things change based on postseason performances.
Are you trying to tie Juan Soto to Pete Alonso?
Not at all.
Same stratosphere?
No. I'm trying to explain to Tiki, you, and the audience that one of the things I hate about prematurely talking about free agency is that what happens over the next week or more is going to impact our opinions on it. Sean Manaea is a great example. Sean Manaea is pitching a closeout game tonight. How he pitches, fair or not, is going to change everyone's opinion on how badly you want him back or not. That's just the reality.
Well, because
the
better you perform in the postseason, the more you become synonymous with the fan.
But I think it's also different for the marginal player, like the guy that you could do with or without.
Marginal is not the right word. You don't think this applies to a guy like Pete who's taken a beating from Met fans?
No, because I don't see him as a marginal player. I see him as a star who just had a bad season.
Right, but he is being talked about as if he's a guy who can knock out a big hit. And I would agree that this year he hasn't had a lot of big hits. He did have one very early in the season that jumps out at me. It was the first time I humped Loogie after a Met victory, and that was when Pete Alonso hit the game-tying home run against the Detroit Tigers in that doubleheader. So he's had big moments, just not a lot of them. I think the opinion that Met fans have on Pete can greatly change based on his performance in these big moments.
No, I would agree with you, because the expectation has been all year that he's just going to be heroic, that he's going to be great, that he's going to justify being a Met for the rest of his career. And you just haven't seen those moments yet.